What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Good.
How's the self-evaluation after the break and all that?
It's good. You know, we now the players will have off tomorrow again, so we'll have some more time to kind of finalize the game plan for Philly and then get at it on Wednesday. But today was kind of a bonus day, which was good. The evaluation stuff, I think we've looked at a bunch of things, both as a staff and with our players. And I think some things have come to light or come to a head, and some things we need to adjust. You always use this time also to add a few things that you didn't quite get to, if there's something or maybe something that's come up since you broke camp. So it's been a good period, good time, and now we've got to finalize this game plan.
Some things have come to a light or come to a head. Can you give us an idea of what some of those things are that you decided to tweak?
Well, you know, we talked about it last week. I think throwing the ball down the field some more. You know, it wasn't from a lack of trying. Sometimes defenses take you out of it by coverage and things like that. You know, I think Jeff Demps, you know, is getting more and more comfortable. So I think there's be some things that we can do with him. He's a valuable weapon. Defensively. You know, we have a unique set of challenges with the offense that Philly's running. I mean, they're exceptional right now. After, what is it, five games, they're historic right now with their numbers. So we certainly have our hands full. And, you know, it's a well-coached team, a team that knows exactly what they're executing. They vary the tempo, but overall it's an up-tempo. But sometimes it's extremely up-tempo. We need to be able to get ready to play, get our eyes on our work, and get to work on defense. You know, it's one of those deals where it can go, you know, small gain, explosive play, because they get you. You know, they've gotten their opponents on their heels a couple times, and then they have weapons. You know, Shady McCoy is as elusive a runner as there is in this league. You know, I don't know what's going to happen at the quarterback situation with Mike Vick or with Foles. We'll have to see. But I think the nuts and bolts of that offense will remain consistent, certainly with different emphasis depending on who the quarterback is. So we have to prepare for both. But I think the scheme itself is going to remain constant.
With Josh being released and now picked up by the Vikings and just all that happened prior to this quarter, are you hopeful or do you feel that a lot of those – conversations, whatever, have been removed, that this is going to be almost a reset period for you guys, both football-wise and outside, whatever is swirling around?
I didn't know if that was official or not. Is that official that he signed with somebody? That's what I understood this morning. Is it official? You know, he's moved to another team. So, you know, I guess the best way to summarize it for us is we've moved on. And that's kind of how I feel. We've moved on and time to go.
Look at it in quarters as well. I mean, do you think look at saying, okay, this is a fresh start. That quarter's beyond. I mean, you do it game by game, I know, but you try to break it down into quarters as well.
You know, I hear a lot of people do that. I really don't. I kind of go one game seasons, like we talked about, and I just think they're all equal. And if you look at it, I guess quarters is a way to segment it. You know, so you can put that quarter behind you. I look at it maybe as like 16 individual rounds. You know, it used to be the old 15-round fight. There's a 16-round fight. And, you know, we may be down on the card a little bit right now, but there's a lot of fight left. So.
Did you make any personnel – will you make any other personnel changes starting lineup-wise to your evaluation the past week? Is it like any of that?
You know, I don't know if it'll be because, you know, we're going to start to get some guys back healthy now, which, you know, Tom Crabtree did more today. So I'm hoping that tomorrow he gets back and he feels good, and then Wednesday we're full go. You know, let me go down the injured guys. You know, Mike Adams did some stuff. I don't know if we'll get him back or not. It's going to be close. Trying to think who else was working their way back.
Derek Landry,
exactly. He did a lot of good things today. So I'm hoping Wednesday he might be back. You know, so that's a good thing. So that could kind of influence, and you know, that can influence the 46 as well. That's probably the bigger thing. You know, right now we do have an open roster spot. We're going to wait and see what to do with that. Some of that, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go with that.
Do you feel comfortable with just two quarterbacks right now on the roster, or will that be something that you guys can keep an eye out?
We actually brought in Jordan Rogers as a practice squad third quarterback. So, you know, we feel good about that. And we had worked him out a couple weeks ago. And, he's a ball guy. He fits in that room very well. And, that makes us feel better. You know, can you do it? Sure. We chose not to operate with just two in the whole building. The other guy we added was Kelsey McCray. I don't know if that was public or not. I guess it is, right? It's on the transactions. Yeah, safety from Miami. So, and he was out there practicing today and getting work. So, and another guy who, you know, we'll see how he does, but he quickly picked up the scheme. So we'll see.
Can you talk a little more about the quarterback? What is it physically that you like about him? You said he's a ball guy, so he's going to fit in the room. How about on the field?
Well, I guess it's, you know, good bloodlines, number one, right? His brother has done some things in this league, but he's his own man. And, we've had an eye, you know, since college, Mark and I have both had our eye on him. There's something about him. He's a competitor. You know, he's not the biggest guy. He's just a fiery guy who's a baller. And, when we had him out at the workout, we weren't ready to do anything, but, he caught our eye. And, he fits in our building. He's a ball guy. He loves it. You know, grinder, likes to study, likes to be around football, likes to be around the locker room, and we're looking for more, you know, as many of those guys as we can put in this building, the better we'll be.
Mark Barron's hamstring, is that better?
He practiced well today, so yeah, I mean, I hope, you know, we'll see how tomorrow is, but I hope we're past that.
Coach, something that got a lot of play since we last talked to you publicly was a statement that you made at a breakfast about when you took over, this was the laughing stock of the NFL. Clarify those comments or what you meant by that?
Sure. And, you know, sometimes you say things in context. That statement was really about kind of the discipline and the issues that were going on. It wasn't the on-field football. And I apologize if I offended anybody with that, because that was certainly not the purpose. That was our suite holders. And the question was in reference to some of the discipline and some of the things that, as I've shared with you guys, I had to be a little over the top, because it was the adjustment to how far the other way things had gotten. So that's really what I meant. But taken out of context, I could see certainly how it could be offensive, and it certainly wasn't meant to be that in any way. We good? Okay, guys, thank you.